The board of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital has taken a decision to temporarily close its kitchen after a number of employees tested positive for COVID-19. Acting Chief Operations Officer Mrs. Louise Bob explained that the kitchen will remain closed until Sunday, March 14th, in an effort to protect patients and staff.
Over the last week, of the 62 members of staff tested, a total of 12 persons were positive. This number is sufficiently significant to trigger the decision for closure of the kitchen. The remaining members of staff will be quarantined at a government facility, and after 5 days, staff members in quarantine will be retested. The kitchen will resume normal operations on Sunday, March 14, following another deep clean of the work site and communal spaces such as the lunchroom and restroom.
That's Chief Operations Officer Acting Ms. Louise Bob of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. President of the Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners, Dr. Linda Williams, says she's not surprised at the behavior of some Barbadians following the reopening of the economy in the last 3 days. She maintains that so many entities should not have been allowed to reopen so quickly, and says strict enforcement of the COVID-19 directives are required.
And wherever there's a lifting of restrictions after there have been a period of restriction, people are going to rush to these things that they couldn't get for a while. So hopefully this is just the initial phase of that, and it will die off after a couple of days and we won't see the crowds that we're seeing now. COVID loves a crowd.
That's head of the Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners, Dr. Linda Williams. Police say they continue to conduct their daytime checks on motorists, particularly during the COVID-19 period. Public Relations Officer Inspector Rodney Innes told Starcom Network News that with the reopening of the economy on Monday, they too have seen the heavy traffic reported by the COVID-19 unit.
We have never stopped checking on vehicles, questioning persons, challenging persons, advising persons to do the right thing in this curfew. We have never stopped from day one. We too have seen the increase in traffic on the roadways, and we too are asking persons to stay off the road. Of course, it will affect us as well. We can see it in our daily moving around and patrolling. But all we're asking those persons is that, you know, like you said, if you have to be on the road with the guidelines of and the protocols of the COVID-19 unit and the directive, you do what you have to do and get off the road as soon as possible.
That's the Public Relations Officer, Inspector Rodney Innes. Chief Licensing Officer Virgil Knight has confirmed that the offices of the Barbados Licensing Authority have reopened to the public. He says this took place on Tuesday after it was one of the government departments closed during the national pause. Mr. Knight told VOB's Brass Tacks program that a full suite of services are now available.
We really hope so that the situation will...
Examination, the vein of vehicles, regulation tests, and driving tests. And obviously you will have to do the payment with the Barbados Revenue Authority. And I think they mentioned the offices that are open, which are Oyster, Bridge Street, and Whole Town. So once you have these receipts, you can just come and conduct the necessary services with the organization.
Chief Licensing Officer Virgil Knight. Venezuela's ambassador to Trinidad and Tobago, Carlos Perez, says they're hoping for better relations with the United States. Speaking in Port of Spain, he said, with the recent change in the administration, they're hoping for the best.
We really hope so that the situation will change and a regularization of the relations between Venezuela and the United States back to normal. But at this stage, we have to wait and see what is going to be the next steps.
It's Venezuela's ambassador to Trinidad and Tobago, Carlos Perez. And that was the 4:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Keith Goddard. Good afternoon.